We preachers do this so you adjust and stay awake. Everybody say, I'm awake.
I'm awake.
I'm not lazy.
Amen.
Wouldn't it be cool to have an alarm clock that wakes up not with a demon? Get up, you lazy thing, now! That'd be exciting, wouldn't it? 5 seconds. Yeah, just 5 seconds. I'm up! You might have to change your britches, but you're up! Amen. Praise God. No, we do this so you wake up a little bit. I hope you're awake now. You awake? All right. Pray with me out loud. Come on. Say it with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I open my heart and I open my ears and I expect you to speak to me and minister to me right where I am. My heart is ready. My ears are open for all that you have for me right now. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, every part of this today just speaks to us. Lord, encourages us. Lord, we are the ringmaster of the three-ring circus in our head. And, Lord, we thank you for it. We give you praise for it right now. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen, amen. Give your neighbor a high five and you can be seated. Amen. Hallelujah. I had a couple different directions, and I told Melissa, she goes, well, do that because then you can set up for next Sunday. So this is what we're doing today. Amen. I'm excited about it. Say it with me. I'm the boss of my thoughts. You are. Did you know that? I mean, all of us, we have the three-ring circus going on in our heads. I mean, the clowns are juggling. Everybody's riding around on their tricycles. The clowns are going in and out of the taxis. You got a three-ring circus going on in your head every day. But you need to understand God made you the ringmaster of your circus. Amen. He made you the ringmaster of your circus. Amen. You know, the ringmaster is not just the MC of a circus, but he actually directs everything that's going on under the big top. And you know, in your life, you're the director of your big top. Amen. All your thought processes, everything that's going on, you have authority over your thoughts. Amen. You have authority over the things that are before your eyes, going into your ears, all of that. You know, lately I've enjoyed, we've been driving separate for a while. And I think Melissa was asking me, do you really want to go separate? But I have this thing in the mornings I started doing when I'm coming to church. How many of you got certain music you like? Oh, I got certain songs on Sunday morning when I'm driving in, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, two of them is Koinonia, the group Koinonia. They're a bunch of studio musicians. You can find them on YouTube or Apple Music. But Koinonia, their very first record, they have a song called Give Your Love and another song called Divina or Divine. I don't remember how it's pronounced. But it's like the praying in the Holy Ghost song to me. I like that. But the other thing I always go to right before I pull in the parking lot, I've been listening to Russ Taft's Wallace Glass album and listening to the song Pure in Heart. And I get into that mode and because I want to focus my thoughts. Everybody say focus. So you need to focus your head or your head will rule your life. Remember, it's a scriptural thing, spirit, soul, and my spirit dictates to my soul. My soul tells my body how to function. But a lot of people, they let the three-ring circus rule their flesh. They let the three-ring circus tell their mind, their will, their emotions, how they're supposed to act. And their spirit gets compressed down into nothing. But God called you to be led by His Spirit. To be focused by His Spirit. And He gave you your spirit so that you could do that. You know, the most powerful thing in your life is your spirit man. And we waste a lot of time not feeding your spirit man, not taking care of your spirit man. We'll pump it full of everything else except that. Except the things we need. And we need to pump ourselves full of the right stuff. Amen. You know, in your spiritual life, you would be wise to set your mind and keep it set on the things of God. Or, as the title is today, be the boss of your thoughts. That'd make a great t-shirt, wouldn't it? I'm the boss of my thoughts. And put the scripture on the back, you know, think on these things. But you know, you need to be the boss of your thoughts. Amen. How many of you know it's a human thing for your mind to wander? And some of you got a whole lot of wondering going on. It's a human thing for our minds to wander. And our minds go in many different directions in our thought life. But the scriptures tell us that we are to direct our thinking. Everybody say direct. Direct. You should direct your thinking. Amen. You should direct your own thinking. In fact, Colossians 3:2 in the Amplified, it says, and set your minds and keep them set on what is where? Above the higher things, not on the things that are on the earth. How many of the things in this earth can consume your thoughts? I mean, if you focus on all the things going on in the world right now, you're going to have more than one three-ring circus going on in your head. You're going to have a couple three-ring circuses. And some of those circuses are going to have dinosaurs in it or something, because there's what we focus on makes a difference. Amen. What we focus on makes a difference. The Bible says set your minds or keep them set on what is above, the higher things. Amen. You know, a lot of people believe there's nothing you can do to control your runaway thoughts. But the scriptures tell us it's possible. And the scriptures tell us that you're supposed to do it. You're supposed to control your thinking. Amen. Ron Luce used to always make the statement, and I say it a lot, but your stinking thinking will get you in a lot of trouble. What you're dwelling on, what you focus on, it can hurt you. It can make you weak, make you undone. But a lot of people think, you know, I deal with runaway thoughts all the time. But the Bible says you can control those thoughts. Amen. What did Jesus tell us? Matthew chapter 6 and verse 31, Jesus said, therefore what? Stop right there. Jesus said, take no thought. And then he starts naming the things we worry about. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How am I going to be clothed? All those things have to do with money. All those things have to do with your time. All those things have to do with petting your flesh. Come on. Jesus said, don't take thought about those things. If you read on, he says, seek ye first the and his, and then all those things will be what? Your focus matters. Your focus matters. Amen. You know, that scripture is really revealing and telling to me. It tells me when we open our mouth and give voice to our thoughts, we're accepting them, really. When our worries are the first thing out of our mouth, then we're accepting the things that we've been dwelling on instead of speaking the word that we should be focused on. Amen. When our thoughts come out of our mouth, those thoughts become ours. Or a better way to say it is, you own it. Everybody say, I own it.
I own it.
How many of you got your car paid off? Just not judging, just it's a good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anybody paid your house off? Okay, there's a couple of people paid your house off. That's a great feeling, isn't it? It's ownership. Everybody say ownership.
Ownership.
It's a good feeling when something's paid off. Amen. It feels good. Hallelujah. There were some things this week I paid off that were important. The stuff with the stem cell stuff. Paid it off. It's a good thing. God is good. Amen. But the scripture tells us, you know, when you pay something off, you own it. You own it. Right? Well, what's coming out of your mouth, if you speak it out, then you're taking ownership of it. This is why we don't have to receive the bad things, but we can literally reject the bad and not accept them as our own, or we're not going to take ownership of what's negative. Everybody has thoughts, and a lot of times those thoughts just kind of, I can deal with this, a lot of times those thoughts just kind of pop in our head. It's like the old Maxwell House commercial. Y'all remember, some of you are old enough to remember that. Huh? Some of y'all looking at me like a dog in a new dish. You don't know. But all of us have things that pop all the time into our minds. But you don't have to give voice to it and speak it out. Amen. You don't have to say, well, that's my thought. No, no. You can reject it and you can turn that thought away. Amen. In fact, I like doing this. If I got a bad thought that comes up, sometimes if I'm by myself especially, it's like, no, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I got the mind of Christ. I quote a scripture after that. I rebuke that thought in Jesus' name. No, no, no. You supply all my needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I got it. It's all good. Everybody say it's all good.
It's all good.
Amen. You gotta focus right if you're going to receive right. Amen. You got to focus right if you're going to receive right. We don't have to sit around and speak negative things and say, well, that's my thought and I own it. No, you can reject it, turn it away. You know, if the Lord tells you to do something, it's possible. If you got something you're dwelling on that's negative and you begin to speak it out, then you put faith with the negative things. And you're going to walk in those negative things. Because the things that come out of your mouth, Jesus told us just to speak to the circumstance, to the mountain. You've got to speak the right things out so that you can conquer whatever it is that's going on. If you got bad thoughts going on and you begin to put words out of your mouth, you're putting faith with those bad thoughts. A lot of people don't take that seriously. They think, well, that's just how I feel. Okay. You go ahead and receive that. I'll pray for you. Be it unto you as you have spoken, and I'll just pray that it be magnified for you. That makes you think, doesn't it? Doctor told you a bad report. Well, praise God. I just received that in Jesus' name. Amen. Be it unto me as you've spoken, Doc. I'm cool. You'd be dead. You got to speak right, believe right, receive right. Speak right, believe right, receive right. You ever watched a good football game when you know when a quarterback and a running back's got their act together? That running back knows what he's supposed to do. He knows the play. It's called out. The quarterback may draw back and fire that ball. And that good running back doesn't even turn around. He just holds his arms out and he catches it right where he's supposed to. That's precision teamwork. You need to be that way about the Word of God coming out of your mouth. So that when you're heading towards the end zone to make that score, you're not even looking back because you know what the Word says and you're going to receive it because you believe it. You're going to receive it and then you're going to walk in it because that's how this works. Amen. Your thinking is important. Amen. Your thinking is important. Our minds can set a thought pattern for us of dwelling on wrong things, dwelling on destructive things, dwelling on fearful things, and so forth and so on. I don't like horror movies. I think that's ridiculous. Why would you scare yourself? Why would you put fear into your life, your home, and in your children's lives? Amen. That stuff is debilitating. Especially it goes against the Word. God didn't give you a spirit of fear, but He gave you power, love, and a what? Sound mind. You go watching that too much, you're going to think just like that. That's why you got to speak the Word. Think the Word. Dwell on the Word. Word starts coming out of your mouth. You're living in that tomorrow. Amen. It's that simple. But it's the simple things that we just don't do. Did you know your brain, you ready for Pastor James' psychology class here? Your brain has patterns. There's certain things in your mind that there's grooves that have been created. Who created those grooves? All right, Anthony got it. Holding his hand up. Everything you think on has created a groove or a pattern in your life. How many of you still have your old records? Got a turntable. Those records have what on them? And then those grooves are recording. It's a recording of basically a song or whatever. If you had an 8-track tape player, the grooves are on ribbon, magnetic tape, cassette tapes that way. Now we have CDs, it's light, and all of that, that play back certain things. But your brain is just like a good old record or an 8-track or cassette tape. It's going to play the patterns over and over and over that you have programmed on it. If you're going to constantly speak the bad, the ugly, the things that are negative, then your brain will play that groove over and over and over and over. Amen. When you were a kid, did your mother tell you to brush your teeth all the time? But then you got a groove going, and you started doing it on your own, probably because you wanted to have a good date. Because you knew you didn't need to have bad breath and dog if you want to get a little kissy-kissy. Come on. You knew what it meant to take a breath meant. Well, what about life if you're money? If you're a spendthrift, that's a pattern of thought. That's a groove. It's a habit. Wrong grooves in your brain creates addictions. Thinking. Everything will be negative. Everything will, you think the bottom's going to fall out, I'm not going to make it. Folks, that's not God's best for you. Come on. Amen. See, the Lord tells us, you know, if you dwell on the wrong things, you dwell on destructive things and fear and so forth, we're told that grooves develop in our brains. Doctors tell us this. When we dwell on something over and over and over and over, it becomes specific to our thinking. So if you're going to undo that, you're supposed to meditate on the Word of God so that you can develop new healthy thought patterns. People get around me and I talk to them about stuff. They may think I'm a broken record, but it's the truth. The more I put the Word in, the more the Word comes out. The more the Word that comes out, coming out, the more stable I become. It's true for everybody. It's not something we just preach until we're blue in the face. We keep preaching it because it's clear that some people struggle with their thought life. And we have to take dominance over our thinking because you're the ringmaster of your 3-ring circus. Either your mind and your mouth saying, send in the clowns, or you're speaking the Word. Come on, that's good. See, we use the Word of God so we develop new and healthy thought patterns, things that we think on over and over and over. Where do we get that from? Well, Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are a good report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, what are you supposed to do? Even Romans 12:1 says, renew your mind, right? Think on these things. I like to say it like this, aren't you smart? If you think on the Word. And I'm kind of paraphrasing it. But what we put in is going to come out. Amen. We got to think on these things. Again, you set your mind on honest things, true things, biblically true things, biblical thoughts. You know, I love this scripture because it's freeing and it's also empowering at the same time. It's freeing because you realize I'm letting go of the bad, but it's empowering because I'm holding on to what is powerful and good, and that's the Word of God. Can you say amen? Amen. Again, don't allow anything contrary to scriptural direction to dominate your thinking. You, as a spirit-led person, need to make a point to dominate your thoughts. You're the gatekeeper. You're the gatekeeper. Everybody say, I'm the gatekeeper. Nobody has the keys to your thinking but you. Remember your car? We don't have car keys anymore, do we? We have a fob. But you remember, I love the, on the hot rod, you know, I got a real key. It's a beautiful thing to hold a real key in my hand and stick it in the ignition and turn it, and power's there. You can hear the click. Boy, we miss that, don't we? If you know what I'm talking about, say amen. Amen. The smell of gasoline. You don't really smell that anymore unless your car's leaking something. But when you get in an old car, you can smell the oil. You can smell the rubber of the fan belt. You can smell the grease. But when you put a real key in a real ignition, even though it's on the column and not on the dash, you remember when it was on the dash? When you turn it, you hear an electrical click. And you've made a powerful connection at that point. When you stick the key that opens your thought life into the Word of God, there's a click that takes place, and you begin to see things clear. You begin to hear things clear. You begin to know things that you didn't realize before because your mind is focused, because you're the boss of your thoughts. Amen. Say it. Say, I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
Amen. I'm the boss. 2 Corinthians 10:5, Paul told us to cast down what? Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of who? Well, if you know the Word, you can cast down those thoughts pretty easy because you got a scripture to back up what it is you're talking about. Amen. And Paul told us, he says, bring those thoughts into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. What does that mean? I need to bring every thought into obedience to the Word of God and what it says about me. Amen. I got to bring all of that into focus. That scripture really sums it up. You're supposed to cast away wrong thinking. Anything that's contrary to the Word of truth. You capture the your thoughts by speaking the Word, using the scriptural authority that we have to put the Word over top of the wrong thinking so it rewrites the grooves in your head. Amen. We have to toss away from our mind the false and wrong thoughts of our flesh, the things that the devil brings to you. The Bible tells us to resist the devil, right? But you got to resist those thoughts too. Amen. And there'll be times in your life there's a curveball is going to come at you. And you got to be ready for that. But you can't be if you're feeding yourself a bunch of junk. You got to focus on what the Word says. Everybody say, I'm focused.
I'm focused.
On my nightmares. Gotcha. I'm focused. On my heartache and pain. How about this? I'm focused on everything the banker and the doctor told me. See, the Word's got an answer for every one of those things I just told you.
Amen.
Whose report are you going to believe? Amen. Whose report are you going to speak? Because His report will be what I'll be living in tomorrow. While you're still spouting off at the mouth negative things. Amen. That's not arrogance. That's the Word. Your faith out of your mouth sets your future in motion.
Yes.
You can be a history maker or a history loser. It all has to do with your thought life. Come on, that's good.
Yes.
See, the Bible tells, you know, in Jeremiah 51, I don't have time to go through the whole story, but the term battle axe comes in play. Everybody say battle axe. A lot of times that's got a negative connotation. They talk about somebody. They're just no battle axe. Yeah, but you know what? The Bible talks about battle axes. Battle axes are used to cut down wrong things, to move things out. One of the definitions is about intercession. When you're interceding, you're a battle axe. Amen. You're cutting out things that don't need to be there. When you're interceding for other people or even praying for our nation or other nations, you're a battle axe. Amen. You're moving things like a big old bulldozer. But you, God can use you to wage warfare in the spirit realm with his weapons of warfare. But when we talk about the weapons of warfare in Ephesians 6:17, Paul told us to take the helmet of what? And sword of the Spirit, which is what? The Word of God. He told us to take those things. Use them. Put on the helmet of salvation. One of the definitions for that is deliverance. I don't know about you, but I want to have the helmet on because I need to deal with my three-ring circus going on. Amen. Come on, don't look at me like you don't have a three-ring circus. You know you do. Huh? I need to put the Word on top and deal with the three-ring circus. Because who am I? I'm the ringmaster. I'm dressed to the nines. I got the top hat to boot. And what I say, that's what goes. Amen. Amen. Ephesians 6, he names the weapons that God gives us to fight the good fight of faith with. One of them is putting on that helmet. You know, it's important that you suit up properly, that you put the helmet on spiritually speaking, and you protect your mind and all of your thinking. There's protection for you and me mentally. There's a way to win during challenging times. And when we're, especially when we're being bombarded by thoughts. And I know all of us get bombarded at times, don't we? What about this verse, though, too? Psalm 140 and verse 7. It says, O God, the Lord, the strength of my salvation, thou hast what? Covered my head in the day of battle. This is a great example of the whole principle of putting on the helmet of salvation. In fact, this verse is significant. You know why? Because when the people of Israel were in battle, going upwards towards the walls of a city of their enemy, the walls were tall. The opposing forces would have tall walls, wide walls, and they would throw stuff down on the children of Israel. And they put on helmets to protect themselves so it wouldn't kill them. You know, the enemy's throwing stuff at you. He's kicking things your way. All kinds of heavy debris, all kinds of stuff that's hitting you, looking to wound you or to tear you down. But you know what? God gave you the Word so you have protection all the time. Amen. You can stand against the enemy's destructive attacks. All this is symbolism in our lives so that when the enemy's trying to hinder us or stop us by attacking our heads, we know what to do. How many of you know what to do? You're going to speak the Word? Amen. You're going to cast down those thoughts? See, we can't allow fear to stop us when we're in the heat of battle. But we can counter it in faith with God's promises in His Word. The things that Job greatly feared is what came upon him. You read it, that's exactly what he says. The things that I most greatly feared has come upon me. His fears ruled the day. The fears that he had in his head, his three-ring circus, they came out of his mouth. Amen. See, fear, you ready? I'm closing up with this. Fear has an attraction to draw things into your life. While faith in God and His promises is a servant to bring and attract breakthroughs and answers that you need and that you desire at any given moment. Amen. So, let me give on your page there, on your handout, there's five little things. You want to write them down? Here they are. If you're going to win battles, here's my takeaway for you today. Number one, you need to be the boss of your thoughts. You're the ringmaster. You're in charge, not your head. The Word of God in your life coming out of your mouth, what you're dwelling on, you be the boss of your thoughts. Number two, cast out wrong thinking. That's scriptural. Cast down all those imaginations and anything that exalts itself against your knowledge of this book. Because the words in this book, they are life to all those who read them and find them. In fact, the Bible says in Proverbs, I hang this around your neck. Some people have taken that seriously, and they've shrunk the Bible down to a little chip in a gold necklace, and they hang it around their neck. Won't do you a daggum bit of good. It may look pretty and sound real nice, but if you don't know these words, you don't know the word of life. You ought to be able to quote it. I remember hearing Lori Beth Jones once share, she goes, the word of God should be like if they had you in front of a firing squad and they told you to speak it, you could start in Genesis and go all the way to the book of Revelations. Oh, I can't do that. Well, who are you spending time with more? See, if it's not real to you, don't expect it to be real to your family. Don't expect it to be real to your kids. Don't expect it to be something they walk in when it's, you're not walking in it yourself. What you speak changes the whole big picture. Come on, that's good. Cut out your wrong thinking. Hang the word around your neck, yeah. But we're talking about it's in your heart. It's written on the tablets of your heart, one scripture says. And it is what flows out of you because it's a part of you. Amen. Remember, Adam walked with God in the cool of the day all the time. They had conversation. We need to be like that. Amen. Number three, embrace God's deliverance and freedom and receive God's word as your final authority. Amen. God's my final authority. Number four, don't allow fear to dominate your life. Everybody say no fear.
No fear.
Amen, no fear. And the last one, do let faith rule your life. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Amen. Well, stand up on your feet. Let's pray. Amen. Father, we just thank you this morning. We thank you for your word. Lord, you're so good. We're so thankful for your word. Oh, the words of life, Lord, that you've given us. Woo! It's a privilege and an honor to speak your word. Lord, you said in your word, you watch over it to perform it. Wow. When I put the word out of my mouth, you're watching over what I'm saying to perform it. Lord, I just thank you that my focus is on what you said because it's what you said that counts the most. And Lord, I just thank you for that right now. I thank you for that. You know, if you're in here today and you've had lots of situations going on, circumstances, trouble, maybe something the doctors have told you about, maybe whatever it is, I think right now if you stop for a minute and take a deep breath, could you change what you're dwelling on? Could you change what you're letting out of that mouth, that thing under your nose? Could you change what you're saying? Because changing what's going on in your three-ring circus can make all the difference in all of your tomorrows. And I'm challenging. I'm not asking you to repent. I'm not trying to make you feel condemnation because there's no condemnation in Christ. But you know what? There's not a one of us in here could not change our diet intake that would change our thought processes that would also change what comes out of that mouth. And it's your choice. Just like I love sticking that key in the car and hearing the click, that electrical click, and hear that engine crank up, hear the headers make a roaring sound. Because I got the power. You have the power of your thought life. You have authority over it. Well, I can't stop it. Quit dwelling on it. You can stop it. You're in charge. You have the word. You can speak the word. You can change the course of your life. All you got to do is begin to change what's going in, so it begins to be what you dwell on, so that it is the good stuff that's flowing out. Amen. So if that's you this morning, and you can change some things, how about let's do it together? Starting right now. Lord, I just pray for our church family today, whether they're watching online, whether they're here in person. Lord, I just thank you that we make decisions to think right, to believe right, to speak right. Because we're the boss of our thoughts. Lord, I just thank you for that right now. I thank you for that. We cast down those imaginations. We cast down those things that try to exalt themselves over top of what we know, what you said, Lord. And we focus on you. Thank you, Lord, you're our deliverance in all things. In Jesus' name. Now, heads are bowed, eyes are closed, nobody looking around. If you're watching online or here in person today, oh, today's a good day to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never asked him into your heart, but you'd like to right now, it's so easy. All you got to do is just say, Jesus, come into my life. Make me brand new. I'm going to live for you. If that's you, we're going to pray with you. If you're backslidden in your heart and you need to make a change, today's the day. Amen. You can make that change. Let's all pray together. If you're watching, pray with us. If you're here today, pray with us. Church, let's pray together. Say it with me. Say, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you sent your Son Jesus to die for me. I believe that he bled, that he died, and that he was raised from the dead. Heavenly Father, forgive me of all of my sins. Jesus, come into my life. Make me brand new. From this moment forward, I will live all of my days for you and serve you. Thank you for saving me and delivering me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.